MEOTA. The Meota Anglican Church presents Shrove Tuesday Pancake and Sausage Supper, Tuesday, February 21 at the Meota Cafe, from 5 to 7 p.m. Adults $8, children, 12 and under $5. All are welcome. Good food, good company, good conversations and good times. What beautiful weather we are enjoying, for early February. Every nice day makes the season that much shorter. It's also made for a many icy places when one is walking, so be careful. The bridge players had 2.5 tables on Tuesday, February 7. Top score went to Barb Mitchell and Dave Cregan. Second were Margaret Dyke and Albert Blaise. February 9 found them with 3 tables and top score went to Catriona Winterholt and Donna Sherman. In second place were Margaret Dyke and Dave Cregan. The annual general meeting at the Meota Library is February 17 at 1 p.m. at the library. World Day of Prayer. The invitation is out for everyone, men, women, and children of all ages, to join the 2023 World Day of Prayer as we celebrate the theme, I Have Heard About Your Faith, based on Ephesians chapter 1 verses 15 to 19. The women of Taiwan have prepared the service this year. We are encouraged to reflect on the changes and challenges faced by this country as the citizens evolve amidst struggles for independence internationally as well as the obstacles that women, in particular, face at home. Regardless of changes, women in Taiwan remain somewhat oppressed and encounter many challenges in gender equality both politically and in the labor market. World Day of Prayer is an international, inter-church event that began around 100 years ago, bridging social, geographic and political barriers in over 170 countries. Together we pursue justice, peace and reconciliation by standing together in prayer and action. Preparation for the day is vast. An international committee is based in New York and there are national committees and organizations in each participating country. In Canada, the World Day of Prayer is coordinated by the Women's Inter-Church Council of Canada, one of the original founders of this prayer movement. Offerings received through the World Day of Prayer transform our prayers into action in the form of project grants empowering women and children in our own country and throughout the world. All regions share in the grants, with consideration given to greatest need. Through WDP offerings, WICC has distributed around $3 million for small projects in the past 40 years. The vision is to restore hope to women and children touched by injustice. The Women's Inter-Church Council of Canada, WICC, invites you, your friends and family to join a service in over 1,000 Canadian communities on or near Friday, March 3. These may take place via Zoom or in person. As well, individuals and families are welcome to watch a 55-minute WDP service video prepared by WICC that features participants from across Canada. This video will be available on WICC.org as of February 1. A local World Day of Prayer service will be hosted, organized by Meota United Anglican Church. At Meota, do drop in, on Friday, March 3, 2023 at 7:30 p.m. For more information, please contact Trudy Janssens at 1-306-374-0843 or Shirley Ward at 1-306-892-2517 or email trudyjanssens121@gmail.com. Meota Grand Slam of Curling Week 10 Recap, by Derek Welford. The week started off with a confident and focused Randy Sharp team of Elisa Sharp, Donnie Sharp and Randy Carr up against the Randy Orchison Rink in the Battle of Randys, which surpassed Pat as the most popular name this year at the Meota Curling Club. The emotional boost of bringing in Roger Green to substitute curl for Team Orchison was not nearly enough, as the Sharp Rink scored in 5 consecutive ends to win 10-3. Pat Moore, looking to get back on track after a derailment last week, was up against the Colin Sharp team, who came into the matchup on a 3-game hot streak. Halfway through the game, Moore made a strategic lineup change, bringing in Dale Johnson out of the crowd to play second. Though skipping his regular warm-up routine, Johnson's impact was immediately felt by finding his tee-line weight on the first throw. Down by 1 point coming home, Moore scored 5 points to win 9-5, as they extinguished the sharp hot streak. Spectators were treated to an entertaining finish in the Lacoussière, Tate game Thursday night. Local fan favorite Terry Tate, along with former provincial qualifying curler Darlene Humaney and her husband Raymond, scored doubles in the 6th and 7th end to go up by 2 points and had the win in their sights. 2020 Langmead Citizen of the Year Zane Lecoussière had the opportunity to score 2 to tie, but fell short and succumbed to the Tate rink, 7-6. Kirsten Brew was up early, but couldn't hold on for a full 8 ends, as Darcy de Montarnel came back to tie 5-5. The Welford rink battled it out with the Weber rink and won 9-2 in 7 ends as they moved to 8-0-1. Breanne Stevenson made her debut as skip-up against Gil Cadran in relief of Kyle Doom, but fell short in an 8-2 loss. Pat Bicot did it again, as he scored 1 point coming home with the hammer, as he took down the Evan Schmidt rink 6-5. Already having a reputation for excellence in Stirling curling, Susan Cadran is no slouch at regular curling and is the week's featured curler. Susan's week started Tuesday night where her team was missing 2 key players, requiring her to elevate her game to the next level. Her exemplary performance in shot-making was unrivaled and did not go unnoticed. Her week concluded with her 2nd Stirling title of the season, after dominating the Stirling Spiel on the weekend with her husband, Gil.